My sound mind is my playground. My sound mind is my playground. Ho-ho! Who says we have a sound mind? I do. You do. Who says it's your playground? I do. You do. Our sound mind is where all things take place in our life. Our sound mind is that which interprets, recognizes, accepts, and is aware of all that is going on in our world. And, indeed, our sound mind is the playground on which we do the games of our life. And some games are significant and some games are insignificant, but all games are our games on our playground. People like Einstein, he talked about his divine wisdom, and he said, knowledge is limited, but imagination encircles the world. What a great mind. Mahatma Gandhi, oh, a super guy. He did very wonderful things. But it was through him that he followed what he wanted to accomplish. And he had faith in himself. And he strengthened his one-pointedness by prayer. He listened to the divine within himself. He knew he could not fall short of his goal. He was very positive, and he accomplished it. And what he did, he liberated the nation of India and its 400 million inhabitants from British rule. That was a significant thing for him. That was something very wonderful and important for him to do. And he did it. And even our friend Napoleon Bonaparte, when he went to visit all the great people that he had met, and he went to visit Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and he visited him, and he said to himself, my goodness, I have never met a man like that. What a man. And it's not surprising that Bonaparte would travel through Germany and make it a point to visit Goethe at Erfurt, because there he said, what a man. The fertile imagination of one of the universally recognized most outstanding man of letters of Germany ever produced. Goethe wrote hundreds of poems, many so lovely that Schumann and Schubert and other famous composers set them to music, and every German knows and sings them. When he turned to fiction, and one distinguished novel after another came from his pen, and he was a restless genius, attracted to science, where his fertile imagination found that he verified information that people couldn't find how to put it in practice. But 100 years later, it was shown that what he had brought forth in his laboratories came to be truth for all people. He wrote a large number of plays, and his Faust, most famous, has become a part of the world's literary heritage. How could he do that? How could Gandhi touch the lives of 400 million people. How could he do that? But he did. He did that because he was ready. He was ready to reach out and do it. He didn't say, I'm going to touch the lives of all these people. He just said, we stand firm for the truth, and the truth is revealed through us. We stand firm for where we are going and what we want to accomplish, and where we are going and what we want to accomplish is accomplished for us. He knew what he wanted. Goethe knew what he wanted. Many other great people knew what they wanted. They found their sound mind is their playground. But they didn't say they couldn't do anything. They didn't say they didn't have knowledge of science to talk about science. They thought about a scientific principle, and they carried it out. Science purely means the word knowledge by itself. But all of these things that are done by great people is truly done by you, because you have read about it, and you have been surprised and delighted by it, and you, with your sound mind, with the activities that you do in your sound mind, on that playground of your sound mind, you knew what was going on, and you participated in it very beautifully. My sound mind is my playground. I think my thought, and the power of the universe vibrates to manifest every thought I have in my mind, every desire I have in my heart, everything that I'm thinking about. My sound mind is like Mahatma Gandhi. Oh, he wasn't thought to be sound at many times. He went into Africa, and he did many things there, and he was considered a nothing. And he was a lawyer, and he knew his rights, and he knew what he had to do, and he did it. And then he went to India, and he found his playground. He found the magnificent country, the magnificent state of India, as a playground where he could put his ideas to work. And his ideas were that everybody is a beautiful person. There are no unworthy people. There are no people in any area of the world who are not deserving of the highest and best. And because he was looking for that, he had this nobility about him. He had this magnificence about him. And he was in the playground of his mind, and he was doing all of these things that were causing all the things in the world to stand up and take notice. And he was wonderful. He was wonderful not because he wanted to be that way, but because he was just enjoying himself on the playground of his sound mind. He prepared himself. He went to college. He went to school. He went to become a lawyer, and he was a good one. And he did all those things that brought about all the ideas that he wanted in his mind and his world, and he was successful at it. But his success didn't come because it just was his gift to himself. His success came because the gift was indeed there, but he accepted it. He was aware of his gift. He was aware of the genius within him. He was aware of it. And my sound mind is my playground when I am aware of it. When I am aware of it, then it happens. And it's done beautifully and wonderfully. And here, as I'm sitting giving this talk to you, and telling you these wonderful things, my cat steps on my keyboard for my computer and turned on the music. And it was kind of a fun thing, but as it turned on the music, what sort of things took place? Well, the sound from Moulin Rouge came through, and it was just so wonderful, it was so fantastic, that everything was glorious indeed. But my sound mind is my playground. And I just took my cat and I tossed her over on a chair, and she's back again, wanting attention. In our consciousness, we say, all is beautiful and good. And I say, in my sound mind is my playground and is my cat. And I say, Jeannie, sit and relax. You are at peace. You are wonderful. You seem to want to disturb me from giving my talk. You want to take my sound mind, my playground, and you want to put it on your activity, things that delight you. And you're very intelligent doing that. But I also have something I want to put my mind on. I want to put my mind on the idea that a sound mind is the playground of all the geniuses of the world. And every being on the face of the continent, on the face of the globe of the world, is a genius, all waiting to reveal themselves to themselves, to be fantastic, to be glorious, to be magnificent in every possible way. And they're magnificent in every possible way because that's who they are and that's why they are. They are magnificent because they love themselves. They are magnificent because they know that they're living in that sound mind. They don't feel that their thoughts are crazy. They don't feel that their thoughts are outrageous. They don't feel that they cannot do what they want to do. And Gandhi, when he took these 400 million people and steered them in the pathways of truth and peace, he did not do it as an outward effect. He did it as an inward effect for himself. He thought in his mind about this, and he delivered it in his mind, and it was done in his mind. And he was free to allow himself to accomplish this. You see, as we work in our sound mind, as we work in that playground, we do not think of the great responses that will come from what we do. But you look at the works of Shakespeare, for instance, and in his play he said, "Now to be or not to be, that is the question." And that phrase has come down through all these hundreds of years, and it has clicked itself into the minds of humanity. And they all say, "To be or not to be, shall we do this or shall we not do this?" And he had many other phrases that came along. Now, did he know at the time he was writing these phrases that these were coming out of his consciousness, that they would touch the world and touch the minds of men, mankind everywhere? Did he know that that would happen? No. All he did was to listen to his sound mind, and on his playground of his sound mind, everything that came through was a joy and a delight for him. Just like Mozart in writing his music, it was a joy and a delight for him. And he did everything he wanted to do, and he did it beautifully, and he did it wonderfully, and he did it powerfully. He did it with all of the nobility that he had. He did it with all the nobility that he is. And that nobility that he is was just so fantastic, so joyous, and so complete, because it is who he really is. Now, that nobility is what you are, too. That nobility is what I am. Whatever thoughts I have, I let my imagination channel them through me and give me an opportunity to have toys to work with in my playground. I have toys to work with where I say I have a sound mind. How powerful that is. I have toys to work with where I say my body is the temple of the living God. I have toys to work with that say, I am surrounded by harmonious people, harmonious beings, and harmonious life. I am surrounded by all that is good and beautiful. And as I say these things, I am. And as I say these things, I live them, because they are my reality. They are who and what I am. They are the joy of my life. They are the harmony of my life. They are the truth of my being. And I love them, and they love me. And I enjoy them as every child enjoys playing on the playground. So I play on the playground of my life, of my experiences. And every one of them is a joyous experience and a marvelous experience. It is something that makes me happy. My sound mind is my playground. Albert Einstein was thought to be unsound so often, and yet he was truly the greatest scientist of the modern age. Mahatma Gandhi was thought to be crazy, and he is thought to be very silly with his fasting and so forth. But that was just a tool that he used, just a toy that he had on the playground of his sound mind. What are you doing on the playground of your sound mind? Are you taking the ideas that come to you and say, "Oh, hey, that's great. I'm going to move with that. I am going to play that game. I am going to enjoy that sound mind, and I'm going to have a good time on it." And you do, because you let go and you don't think a thing about it, and you just realize you do have a sound mind. As crazy as your dreams may be, as wild as your dreams may be, you let imagination that encircles the world go around the limited knowledge and reveal itself as something very spectacular. Just the fact that you are here, that I am here, that we are born, just the fact that we are on earth doing whatever apparently insignificant things we're doing, is in itself a most significant thing. We may not free 400 million people. We may not be the greatest mind that is of this century, but what we are is living now, being ourselves, and having fun. Enjoy your playground. Enjoy it now because it's your private playground. And on your playground, know that everything you do is right and good and beautiful. Everything you do reveals to you and to the world how much fun it is to live in your sound mind of unlimited imagination, flooding forth with ideas and fun stuff now. So enjoy that, because it's yours, and it's wonderful, and it's now. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. Enjoy it. It's yours now. And I say to you, I enjoy it. Join me. And have fun. I love you.